Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, and on that note, hey, let's start the show.
Hey, it's so gross.
Hey, everyone, let's start the show. It's the Zoo Crew. No, we're not doing that. We did that shtick on our other podcast.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's old already. Yeah.
You're listening to the melodious sounds of Radio St. Pete. This is the Indie Circuit. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
It's becoming always, which is great for the listener.
Always. Kind of, sort of.
Otherwise, you just hear me droning on by myself, sounding like a raving lunatic.
And what does this show do?
This show features independent music from across the nation and across the world, bringing it into your living room, into your ear holes.
You're not playing that like codependent music or anything like that, are you? It's independent.
It's all indie.
It can stand on its own without any help from...
The man.
The man.
Okay. Hence the name, The Indie Circuit.
Hence.
I'm using big words today.
Hence,
no, I'm not really. You can tell it's early. You know, I'm still having my brains kind of engaged. Boy, daylight savings, huh?
Yeah, save that daylight. Yeah, it's going to be light till like 9 o'clock tonight. Right on.
I got to tell you.
I liked it when I was a kid, though.
I loathe daylight savings.
Do you really?
I just think it's the... Well, this is the thing.
It shouldn't be.
I'm sure it made sense when they did it back in the 40s or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? It ain't the 40s. Let's stop it now. Like, it's just the worst ever.
Yeah.
I just think it's nonsense, and no one's logical enough to say, hey, you know what? Let's cut it out. Let's just stop it.
Well, there's parts of the country that don't do it.
I know.
Somewhere like in Arizona.
No, there's like a township that's like, nah, we're not going to do
we're
that.
Done
but
with
thanks.
This crap.
We should. They're smarter than us. Like I rolled over this morning because this is the funny little thing. I have four kittens, as all the longtime listeners know, and they're part of the house. They're part of everything. 7 o'clock comes, they start going meow, meow, meow. First, the first one wants to come in, and it's almost you could set a clock to it. 7 a.m. meow, meow, meow. Hey, you know what a cat doesn't know about? Daylight savings.
That's right.
So it's either 6 or 8. Mew, mew, mew. And then the other one joins. Hey, yeah, you're right. Meow, meow, meow. And then all four of them are like, oh, my God. They get whipped up into a frenzy.
Are you calling them copycats?
They're gone. Zing. Yes. So daylight savings also is bad for pet owners that go, wake up.
Just like little kids.
A good thing is, though, I get more done every day because I'm not sleeping in no more. I haven't slept in since October.
Wow.
So I wake up every day at 7. So I go to sleep at midnight, wake up at 7.
So did you like it when it got dark, like around 5:30 or 6?
No. This makes more sense to me.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
But I don't care which one they pick. I just want them to pick one and go with it and stop the madness. And speaking of madness, let's listen to some madness music, some craziness, some wackiness.
You mean the band Madness? I don't know.
We don't have their royalties. All right, here's some music.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey?
Austria.
Austria? Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
shall all drown in lakes of blood. Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
Receive warning of an enemy attack, get to the nearest fallout shelter promptly. But if you're caught in the open and there's a brilliant nuclear flash in the distance, take cover immediately. Even miles away, you may be exposed within seconds to a searing heat wave from the explosion, followed by a blast wave and flying debris. Get into the nearest building immediately or into a ditch or culvert, beneath a parked car, behind a tree or a wall, anything solid that will give you some measure of protection. Curl up in a ball and cover your head with your arms. Stay there until heat and blast waves have passed. Then go to the nearest fallout shelter before radioactive fallout starts drifting down.
We'll be right back. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, we're back. That was Kill Baby Kill.
With good movie.
Corridor 10 or Corridor X. Again, I don't know which one's right. I did the Trixoxin Twist.
Spit it out.
Ugh, Trioxin Twist. I'm going to say Trioxin Twist.
Okay.
Sorry, everyone. Psycho Beach Party and Duck and Cover.
Wow, those were easier.
They were much easier. I just think it's Trioxin Twist. Sorry, everyone.
We just hope you people out there in listener land like it.
Oh, I hope you know they will. They're an awesome surf band. Will. Very cool. Off air, we were saying what's with time zones?
Yes, what's with Eastern, Central, I
know there's
Mountain, Pacific.
Yeah, there's all the time zones all the way around the world. I think I don't know how many there are. There must be, maybe there's 12. That's something for us to look up. We don't know why there are either.
I don't know. Why does just everybody have the same time and the hell with it? I'm sure there's a reason that we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But if anybody out there knows, please write in and let us know. We're not going to be looking it up on Google or anything that.
The other thing I don't know is why I wish we had one language for the entire Earth. I don't know. It just makes sense.
I don't know. I like.
Can you imagine if you could talk to everyone and everyone could understand everyone?
Pero entonces la porque yo hablo español.
No,
entonces
Esperanto.
No importa. Oh,
Esperanto.
My God.
Here we have Corporal Neil Corey, top marksman rating. Private Larry Garino, Alfred Bray, dubbed Papa Doc. Sonny Peel, martial arts expert. His friends call him Blood. Quang, forward scout and point taker. And this is our coordinator, Major Murphy Black.
Enemy sighted, moving target, greasy. On target.
Ready for a clean
start
kill.
Settling some accounts here.
Major, this belonged to Lieutenant Woodring. Remember him?
Torino!
On target.
Keep still.
Sorry.
RoboWar.
I think I have memories of that movie.
Yes. If you don't know, me and Dr. Morbius from Parts Unknown here, we do a podcast for B through Z grade movies. It's called Slow Robot A Go Go. And we did RoboWar a couple months ago.
Oh,
that still hurts to this day.
You all can go out and watch it on YouTube if you so desire. But
some of the movies, I got to tell you, some of the movies we do, they hurt to this day. Like, they were so bad, or some were really good, but some were so bad.
Do you have any, like, specific ones that you hated the most? I mean, obviously, with me, it was probably that Twilight fiasco you made me watch, you know, but besides that...
No, like, Food Fight sticks out. Robo War actually was funny.
It was okay.
Those kind of things don't hurt so bad, but I think Food Fight was brutal to get through.
Birdemic.
Because those almost, I don't know, they shouldn't have even been. Like, and they know they shouldn't have been. Like, most of the movies we watched were honest-to-goodness drive-in. They were B-movies, but they were fine. They were well-made,
for drive-ins. But
it seems like nowadays they make them so, they're almost phony. It's almost like a fake.
It's wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Look at how funny and how ironic we are. Yeah, I know. Back then it was like they were trying. They were trying real hard.
You're like, oh, come on, you know.
You're pulling for it to be like, come on, do something cool.
What was that one that we did? I think it was one that you picked where I counted the boom mic shots and it was like in the teens.
Oh, was it Operation Las Vegas?
It might have been where it literally was like 18 or 17 or 18 boom mic shots. And you're like, come on, man.
Oh, no, no. I can't remember what it was.
There was the four girls and they were like the assassins, like Lady Girl Squad or...
It was Hustler Squad or something like that.
They were in the desert. Squad. Yeah,
I think it was Hustler Squad. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So awesome. All right, let's go. Let's listen to some music.
Yeah, and watch some movies, too.
Yeah, why not?
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
We'll be right back. Stay back. I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
All right. I cannot recall if we played this on the indie circuit. I don't think we did. This is a newer band. I just got them a week or two ago. I know we played them completely on the Bunch of Dorks podcast.
Hmm.
This is a band out of Japan. Really cool cats. I call their name is the Stompin' Riff Raffs. I played Linda, Wicked Girl, Knockdown, and You Shake Me. Boy, totally dig this band. I don't know. They're...
How old is the band? A couple years?
Yeah, now I think they're 2 or 3 years old. They're really kind of shaking stuff up over there in Japan. It's a guy is the singer, and then there's three girls. So it's a girl bassist, a girl guitarist, and a girl drummer. And they dress up all kind of crazy, you know. Hmm. And he comes out like almost Elvis, loungy Elvis style.
Yeah.
And just tears it up, you know. It's a fun thing, you know, that... really glad to have them. I can't wait to get some of their, you know, everything they got. I'm trying to go out and get everything they could.
It's hard to find, isn't it? Some of that stuff. It's kind of underground.
It's underground
in Japan,
and it's from another country. I have lots of tentacles out in there, so it's all good. I can find it usually, but it's a little bit pricey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back. So Stompin' Riff Raffs. We had a pretty neat conversation about
YouTube,
the YouTube, and the amount of stuff that's out there, and it's really odd. You know, I'm always very cautious about what we play on any of our podcasts and this show here, you know. But then you can go onto YouTube and type in anything you want.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like,
it's weird.
Everything's out there, you know.
There's so much on there that it's almost difficult to police in a way, you know. Yeah. Unless it's something really big, like we talked about, like if it's somebody from Universal types in Frankenstein or Bugs Bunny or something like that. Yeah, and even though Frankenstein, the character is not copywritten, the movie is, obviously.
Right. And, so. Yeah, and like none of the Elvis movies are out there, but all the Elvis songs are.
Sure.
You know, you can listen to just about anything on YouTube, but the movies are a little bit different. You know, they do kind of watch those.
Yeah, to an extent. It depends on the producer if they still care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, Some of them don't even care anymore.
I mean, I know the Elvis franchise does, because he's made more money since he's died than when he was alive.
He's been dead longer than he was
alive.
Well,
yeah, through shrewd marketing, through a lot of that stuff. They don't, you know, I wasn't it Betty Page? That, like,
she was going after people. Yeah.
Well, she started to. She wasn't, and then some lawyer was like, "Why are you living in squalor when, like,
you could be making money and licensing your figure, and your likeness?" And she did towards the end of her life.
Well, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's kind of like, yeah, good. She is such an icon that she should have been living at least comfortably, you know, because.
Well, did you watch the documentary on her? She was like kind of like almost like. Became ashamed of herself because she became like an alcoholic, and like after she quit the, you know, the photography and all that, she kind of found, like, you know, religion and kind of like went into like a convent for years, you know, and she didn't become a nun, so she was kind of ashamed of it. But I think towards the end of her life she met up with the guy who kind of maybe popularized her again, the guy who created The Rocketeer, and he kind of talked her into, let's make you some money so you can live better.
And you could also tell that he genuinely cared about her, and he probably had a little bit of a flame for her, because she's a very...
Well, I never knew who she was until he drew her in that comic book.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
It's true. It's one of those things, I don't think, you know, and that's funny how she dealt with it, dealing with it, how difficult it is. Like, there's a whole phenomenon of cam girls, like these girls in college and high school and whatever, that just, they get paid to sit in front of a camera and talk dirty and sometimes strip. I don't think they understand the ramifications of that. They can't fully comprehend that never goes away. Now, in this day and age when there's a billion cam girls, who cares? But stuff resurfaces. I remember there's this big story about...
If you get famous.
Yeah, well, there's this big story about one of the head engineers or designers or whatever of Photoshop. Her name is in those front credits when you launch Photoshop.
Yeah.
There's a nude picture of her when she was a teenager out there somewhere, and it's still out there. And like, and you're like, oh, Christ, you know, stuff just doesn't go away. You know?
I think in today's day and age, You know, and I'm not saying it's raw, bad or wrong, but it seems to me the only way you're going to make it in this day and age is to have no shame. And that's a bad thing, but...
It is,
you know,
a very bad thing.
But forget about shame anymore, you know, because, I mean, it's done with, you know. You're not going to make it by being...
Normal.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in obscurity at all times.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm not going to be morally reprehensible. I'm not going to be causing crap for no reason,
even,
you know.
Even though our video project, The Creature Feature, which we just filmed today, isn't a very normal show. We're pushing the envelope of normalness, but we're not getting to that point yet.
Yeah, but that's the thing. One of the things I've lived my life by, and whatever. At the end of the day, when I close my eyes... How do I judge my day? Did I do wrong? Did I do right? I always do right. I never wrong somebody. I never slight somebody. That's just how I've lived my entire life. And I've gotten into some scrapes, but the thing of it is, I never did anything that was out of my, I don't want to, like, my moral or ethical comfort zone. And I think that's something, you know, it's, I don't
know.
Good
for you.
It's tough.
I can't say the same.
No?
No. I've done anything bad, but I've been an innate a jerk, I should say,
yeah,
in the past. You know?
Well, that's, I mean, sometimes you push comes to shove, you have to.
Yeah, but life does that to you, you know?
That's what I'm saying, yeah, you have to do so. Hey,
but anyway, but I, have no, some... but I have no shame in either this next music that we're going to play.
Yeah.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
nearest fallout shelter promptly. But if you're caught in the open and there's a brilliant nuclear flash in the distance, take cover immediately. Even miles away, you may be exposed within seconds to a searing heat wave from the explosion, followed by a blast wave and flying debris. Get into the nearest building immediately, curl up in a ball, and cover your head with your arms. Stay there until heat and blast waves have passed. Then go to the nearest fallout shelter before radioactive fallout starts drifting down.
You feel the heat, you dance. look at me. I'm the woo-woo waterboard. I got a wooden spoon.
I was born in a small town.
Oh, God, I forgot the lyrics. He's going to be in town,
just a
too.
Stupid jerk in like a small town. Little no. Diddy, but Jack and Diane. Oh, my God, no. Oh, no more. That was 8-Bit Weapon. I can't remember the songs I played, but I'm sure
Casio.
You loved them.
Casio-matic.
All right, we're in our last segment.
Yes, our last segment.
What do you got going on?
I wanted to talk about the NFL. We don't have that music to play because we don't have. Thank you. Thank you very much. we're coming into a weird part of the season, which is we got the draft coming in about a month. Yeah. But now it's free agency. Now's the time when you say goodbye to your old favorite players that the team doesn't want anymore for some reason or another.
I know Troy Polamalu is one.
He's going to go bye-bye pretty soon.
Time for him to go, but he was so great seeing him play. He's a great player.
Yeah, he's a great player. He's still going to be a good player for a team for another couple of years
or whatever.
I think so. I think he's still got some juice in some gas in the...
That guy's psychotic.
Yeah, he is, man. He's nuts.
The stuff he does, you're like, what?
Jumping over people and he was so great. But yeah, I'm kind of bummed out because the Colts got rid of, let go Reggie Wayne. And even though he's been hurt for the last couple of years, I was kind of hoping that he could leave on his own accord.
He's one of the greatest.
Give him another year. He's one of the greatest Colts ever.
He's one of the greatest that ever played that position. He's very...
Yeah, but it's kind of like one of those tough deals where it's like, do you really want him to come back and get hurt again, or do you want him to just go out? But and then in his side of the coin, it's like he wanted to go out on his own terms as opposed to getting cut. So it's kind of a tough thing. And from what
don't we all want to go out on our terms?
Yeah, we do. That's not the way life works.
Sadly, it isn't.
But I think he's got a triceps injury, and he's getting better now, but I think he's going to try to give it another year.
Wow.
I don't know. People are going maybe he should go to Denver and play with Manning one last
time. Those two were together
many years, 10, 12 years.
They were the ones that were the connection, right? Or am I thinking of
first? It was Manning and Harrison, and then
Harrison.
Wayne.
Harrison was the one I'm thinking of too.
Harrison was first, and then Wayne was the main man after Harrison got hurt.
He
got cut too, and he never played again.
Yeah, I always thought Harrison was he's so soft spoken, but he was so awesome to watch. Yeah. I thought very highly of him.
He was a great receiver.
To me, he's
man.
Perfect. Shut up, do your job incredibly well, get rich.
Think about it this way: as great as those two are, and they're great. Look at Manning makes you great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Manning makes you great. He sets up the play and he's sets you up to be a great receiver. So look at the guys in Denver
now. I'll tell you what, the ones that succeed are the ones that follow his lead. They get their ass to work early. Yeah. They put in the overtime. They know the plays and he'll hit you. He'll reward you for working hard. But I'm very sure there's been a lot of schlubs that have come and gone that he's like, I ain't wasting my time with this guy.
Yeah,
and that's the end of it. But you're done.
This is a tough time of the season because even though you may gain a new player, but you're gonna lose guys, and then in a month you'll get new guys, and you forget. Yeah,
I remember. Well, speaking of that, my hometown heroes. Of course, I grew up in Pennsylvania, so Shady McCoy.
Yeah, he's gone.
Left
too.
The Eagles. He went to the Bills. I think the Bills got him.
Wow, the Bills.
See, the Bills are making some crazy moves.
Yeah, they are.
Because Rex Ryan is a psycho, and he's going to turn that team around. I'm believing him right now.
Yeah, but you know what? He picked up that jerk Richie Incognito. Yeah, because they want to be the bully of the division. Well, they got bully number one there or whatever, you know. But yeah, they might be good. Hey, anybody that can knock off the Patriots is number one in my book.
You got that right. You got that right. All right, let's go to our last music break, and then we'll be back for a wrap up. Can you believe how fast this
wrap
show goes?
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer, one who speaks at funerals. Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
All right, all right. That is Omodaka with Kyoto Zine. Oh, and then the second one's the Plum Song.
That's easier.
I am murdering these freaking song titles today. I should practice more. I'm sorry, everyone.
Well, you're trying, but...
Hey, if you like this show, go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find many of our other podcasts. There's three on there that long-running, all of them are long-running podcasts into the hundreds of episodes.
Yep.
So a little risque, but fun.
We take chances on the podcast.
Yes, we do. And make sure you go out and get the Radio St. Pete app. Download it from your local app store. Or go to the mall and ask them where the app store is, and they'll tell you.
Yeah, and ask them, what's app?
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, I think go to Radio St. Pete, the homepage, because if you write in, I think they'll send you some Radio St. Pete stickers.
Oh, there you go.
Everyone loves stickers.
Stickers. Put them on your school books.
Yeah. Put them on your neighbor's cars.
Yeah, that's even better.
Put them over your neighbor's political statements.
Yeah, even better.
Let's start a tagging campaign. That way we'll get in the news more.
Put them over your neighbor's naked pictures.
And tell them the indie circuit told you to do so. I listen to whatever the indie circuit, Mal and Dr. Morbius tell me to do.
We are brainless.
All right, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And thanks. We will see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.